So we'll get started again.
好，我们现在重新开始。
What you have on your screens right now, or what you should have, is a very basic chart of dispensations.
好，在这个荧幕上，现在大家看到的是一个比较基本的分歧表。
Once we've got our heads around this one, then we'll go into a slightly more complex chart.
好，我们先把这个简单的这个表哈分歧表讲过之后，我们要会走进比较复杂的一个表。
There's different ways of looking at dispensations.
好，其实我们在看分歧表的角度可以有很多种。
For example, in the age of the Gentiles we have here, this can be divided up into three other different categories.
就像第一期哈，这一期呢是所谓的这个外邦人的时期，但在很多时候我们会把光是把这个外邦人时期就分成三到四个不同的时期。
In the tribulation, for example, we have over here, this is only a 7-year period, but this can be divided into two phases.
而像大灾难时期呢，也虽然只有七年，它还是可以被把它分成两个阶段。
In what's called the lesser tribulation and the greater tribulation, which is divided down the middle of three and a half years each.
在这七年的中间，就是三年半的时候呢，我们把它分成前期的是比较轻微的灾难期，跟后期的比较严重的灾难期。
Okay, but we'll just look at this as the basic one to get ourselves started.
但是我们先从这个比较简表哈来开始。
And I don't think we actually have a Chinese translation, a written translation of this yet, but it's something we need to work on.
我们现在这个表还没有完成这个中文的完全翻译，但以后我们会把它做好。
Okay, but the first one here you see is the age of the Gentiles.
我们先来看第一期，就是外邦人时期。
And that goes from the creation of man, so that starts off in the garden with Adam and then Eve, and then goes all the way up to Moses, the time of Moses and the Exodus.
好，这个时期呢，我们是从人类被造，一直到摩西，好，他的这个时间。
And that's, the age of Israel began in 1441 on the 14th of Nisan.
以色列时期呢，就从西元前1441年。犹太月的Nisan 14号。
Now that date should start to sound familiar to you, the 14th of Nisan. That's the Jewish calendar, sometimes March, sometimes April.
好，大家对这个 Nisan 这个月，也就是差不多三四月那个时候，14号，大家对这个日期熟悉吗？
Because the 14th of Nisan in the time of Moses and the Jews when they're in Egypt, that marks the day that they had the Passover, when the Holy Spirit came in and he killed the firstborn of Israel. It's called the Passover night.
就是那一天呢，圣灵来到埃及，杀死了所有的第一个孩子。
And it was on that night that the Pharaoh brought Moses into his palace and said, get out of here.Get the people out after the 10 plagues.
Yeah, this is the 10th one.
That's right.
就是第十灾，那时候圣灵降的十灾的最后一灾，就是把所有的头生婴儿都杀死的那个时候发生了之后呢，法老王就跟摩西说，你们赶快走吧，离开埃及。
Remember, the people of Israel had been warned, on that night you take the lamb, kill the lamb,Take the blood and paint the blood around your doorposts, and this will be a sign that you have believed in the Savior.
而在那一个晚上，要这个圣灵要来杀这些头生子之前呢，摩西告诉所有这个犹太人，要他们把羔羊砍了羔羊，然后把血涂在自己家的门上，能够让圣灵分辨你是一个信徒。
And whether you were Jewish or even a Gentile, you could do that, and your house would be protected.
这不管你是犹太人或者是外邦人，都可以用这个方式来让圣灵辨识。
And that was the first Passover night.
这就是第一个逾越节的开始。
And the Jews celebrated that every year on at the same time, the 14th of Nisan.
而犹太人就从那一年的那一天开始，每一年他们都来庆祝的这一个逾越节。
Now, what was the date that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross?
而大家记得耶稣基督是哪一天被送上十字架而死吗？
You should remember the date.
也是同一天吧， same day.
14th of Nisan.
也是同一天，也是在逾越节那一天。
Okay, so you know, that's the Passover day. Jesus was the Passover lamb.
所以我们要理解，那就是逾越节，而耶稣基督就是那一天在逾越节要用的羔羊。
That exactly date.
Exact date. The same date.
After and, like well, how many?
Well, after
1441.
That's right. So after nearly 1500 years.
将所以这是将近在1500年后。就是的逾越节，耶稣被送上十字架，成为代罪羔羊。
And that was just one of many signs to the Jewish people that this is your Savior, this is your Passover Lamb.
这是几乎是非常多的证例中的一个，就是耶稣基督就是犹太人的代罪羔羊。
But getting back to the chart here, you know, the age of Israel began on the night of the Passover, 14th of Nisan, 1441 BC.
好，所以我们回到这个所谓以色列时期，好，就是在1441年的 Nisan 14，就是这个月份的14号开始。
Okay, and that goes all the way through until the time of Jesus Christ, and actually a bit after. So Jesus Christ was born during the age of Israel.Okay, you see here on the chart it says hypostatic union. I'll explain that. But Jesus Christ was actually born in the age of Israel.
所以我们要理解就是耶稣基督他其实是在以色列时期生出来的。
Okay, now obviously in this chart, the distances between one age and the other are only as long as the word. So, you know, this age of Israel is actually about 1500 years.
所以呢，以色列时期是差不多是1500年的时期。
And the age of the Gentiles, you know, that could be possibly 3,000, 4,000 years.
而所谓外邦人时期就差不多有四五千年之长。
Okay, the age of the hypostatic union, this is only going to be 33 years. And you probably won't find this word in a Chinese translator, so I'll have to explain it.
然后下一个时期呢，这个哎。Hypostatic union、
okay.
是实体的一个结合期，不晓得中文是不是该这样翻。
Yeah, this is a term they use in theology to explain how you have God and man coming together as Jesus Christ.
这是在那个理论上说，人跟神结合为一体的这个成为耶稣基督的这个概念下。
It's better for me to explain in English.
用英文来解释可能比用一个中文的翻译要好。
Yeah. The word hypostatic literally means standing under or in a position under something. Hupo means to be under and then static means to like to be standing.
In the Christian way, it's a 位格结合神人合一。
Ah, okay. And actually really we just say God-man. Simple way is to say God-man.
Yeah, 就是人神一体的意思。
But this is explaining the deity and the humanity. Jesus Christ is God, he's the Son of God, and he's man, he's a physical man.
就是其实就是说神对于耶稣基督来讲他是神但他又是人这两者是兼合联合都是同一个。
And he's perfect God and perfect man in one.
而且他是完美的神跟完美的人结合在一体的。
So he's not half God, half man, and then he becomes one.
他不是半神半人变成一个的。
Okay, and he didn't lose any of his attributes of being God while he was in hypostatic union.
而他成为人神一体的时候，他并没有损失了他神的神格。
So while Jesus Christ was on the earth in human body, he was in heaven as God. That didn't change.
而他在耶稣基督成为人的这一刻起呢，并没有损失到他在天上为神的那个神格。
Okay, and the hypostatic began, approximately the year 2 BC when Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个时期的开始哦，差不多是在公元前两年，就是当玛利亚。生出耶稣基督那一刻开始算起。
To make up a human, you have 23 female chromosomes and 23 male chromosomes. Mary provided 23 from the female side, and the Holy Spirit provided 23 from the male side for the male chromosome.
我们知道人呢是有23对染色体， 然后所以呢一个人的出生是从男的23个染色体跟女的23个染色体成为23对变成一个人，而耶稣基督他的染色体是有23个是来自于玛利亚，但另外的23个是来自于圣灵，而成为一个完整的23对染色体。
Okay, the 23 chromosomes on the male side could not come from a male like Joseph because they are contaminated with the sin nature.
为什么他那23个男性来的应该从男性来的染色体并没有从约瑟那边来，是因为他这样的话就会有了人类的罪性。
Okay, because it says like in Romans 5:12, for example, that the sin nature, it says sin, but the word is singular, hamartia, the sin nature is passed down through the man from Adam. Romans 5:12.
罗马书五章十二节里面有特别提到，就是我们人的罪性是从男性亚当的那一条的他的这个染色体的那一边来提供出来的。
I'm not going to go deeply into that, but Max Klein did a good article in his book Fellowship with God too.
我们不再讲的更细，但是那个 Max Klein 牧师他的一本书 Fellowship with
God Volume 2.
好，就是与神关系的第二本里面有特别提到很清楚的讲解这一段。
Okay, I think it's about chapter 3 or chapter 4, but I can post that into the chat group.
大概是这本书的第三或第四章，那 Tim 会把这一段文字这一段解说呢摆在我们的群里面让大家读。
Okay, but explains very clearly why the Holy Spirit had to provide the chromosomes and not Joseph, for example.
这是他在里面非常明白的解释为什么不要由这个圣灵来提供那23个应该是属于男性的染色体而不是由约瑟来提供。
Okay, so Jesus Christ was born, he had a perfect human body without the sin nature.
所以呢，耶稣基督他是成为人的时候，他是有一个完美的这个染色体，而没有任何的罪性。
Okay, but he still had the human genes from Mary and also from the Holy Spirit, so he could still be considered humanity.
而他还是有从玛利亚所提供的人类的23个染色体，所以他其实在他还是可以被称之为是一个完整完美的一个人。
Now, remember the promise given to Adam and Eve was that they would have an offspring and this offspring would take the punishment for their sins. That's the Savior.
所以在那个创世纪里面就讲有提到上帝给的这个给我们的承诺，就是在人类将会成为像后代将会成为一个我们的救赎者。
That's why Eve was called the mother of the living. And we're not talking about living physically, we're talking about living spiritually.
好，所以呢夏娃呢被称之为她是 living.
The mother of the living. Let's go to the Bible here. Which if you go back to Genesis chapter 3,
我们去看一下创世纪第三章。
Genesis 3 verse 20.
好，在创世纪三章二十节里面呢，特别提到亚当给他妻子起名叫夏娃，因为她是众生之母。
She is the mother of the living, which meaning she will give eternal life.
其实呢是在讲说他会生出一个永生的一个生命。
Remember, in God's plan, when we're born into the world, yes, we're born physically alive, but we're born spiritually dead. When we're born into the world, we are spiritually dead.
记得吗？我们曾经讲过，当我们生出来的时候，我们其实在灵性上是死的。
So in God's eyes, we're dead. We're like zombies walking around.Until we believe in Jesus Christ.
所以对神来讲呢，我们生出的那一刻，我们其实是在灵性上死的。我们只是一个行尸走肉，直到我们成为相信神的那一刻起。
And that's what Paul says in Romans. In Adam all die, but in Christ we all live. We have life.
所以呢，保罗在罗马书里面讲说，因为亚当与夏娃，我们出生之后。我们就死了，除非我们信神以后，我们才又生。
So anyway, that starts off the age of the hypostatic union.
好，这个就是我们称之为神人合体的这个时期。
I should actually mention when Jesus was born, he was born with perfect physical body and also imputed with a soul, a human soul like we all have.
耶稣生下来的时候，他是有了一个完美的人的身体，同时呢，他还被放进去了人的一个魂。
Just like a human soul and the angelic soul, you know, there is those four components of the soul.
而这个魂呢，就跟人的魂就跟天使的魂是一样的，他们都是有四个元素。
Remember, just as a quick review, because you don't want to forget this, those four components.
来，我们现在来复习一下这个魂里面的四个元素。
First one, consciousness.
第一个是意识
，mentality, that's your thinking capacity.
然后你的人性，就是你包括这个人性里面包含你能够思考的能力。
You have a conscience which helps you understand what is right and what's wrong.
还有一个良知。
And the fourth one, which is vital for us in solving the angelic appeal trial, is your volition, your free will.
还有你的自由意志。
Okay, so just quickly, you know, the consciousness, it helps us to understand that we do exist and it makes us aware of ourselves and God's plan.
所以我们要理解就是当上帝给我们这个魂里面的意识元素的时候，它其实是一个上帝的计划。
Your mentality, again, is your thinking capacity, which must be developed through learning vocabulary and learning language concepts first.
而我们的这个人的能力里面包含了各种学习的能力。
And then you have your conscience, which is developed from learning what is right and what's wrong.
而良知是让我们知道什么是对，什么是错。
Okay, and to understand how to use your conscience properly, really you need to understand God's plan, what's right and what's wrong in God's eyes.
而你要有好好的、真正完整的良知，是你必须要了解上帝的计划。什么是对，什么不是他的计划，什么是他的计划。
Okay, and then you have your volition, of course, and that's where you get to decide. You know, the information that you're now understanding in your soul, you're going to decide, well, am I going to obey the information, for example, obey God's word, or to disobey it?
而就算我们知道了有良知、有学习，我们知道了上帝的计划，但是呢，我们还是需要一个自由的这个决定权，就是我们的自由意志来决定说我们要不要顺服于神这个话语、神的计划。
But even for simple concepts, you know, when you're having lunch, you sit down for lunch, are you going to have rice, are you going to have noodles, that kind of thing? Your volition is always at work.
即使是对一般生活上的小事，就算你今天中午要吃饭还是面，它也都需要一个决定。
And that's what makes us all very different.
所以让我们变得非常，每一个人都很不一样。
You can have two people grow up as identical twins in one family, and they're taught exactly the same things, they have almost identical genes, but they can grow up to have very different lifestyles.
就像一对双胞胎的他在同一个家庭里面长大，他们被教育所有的事情都是相同的，但是他们还是因为他的自由意志，很可能让他长大有非常不一样的生命。
Again, it's because of our volition.
这都是因为我们的自由意志。
Okay, and through the correct use of your volition, you can either glorify God and become a good witness for God.
因为我们有的意志决定权，让我们能够让我们可能会能够荣耀神，然后成为神的好的见证人。
Or you can follow Satan's plan, and then of course you become like a witness for Satan, really.
但是如果你要跟随撒旦的计划，跟随撒旦，你很可能会变成是撒旦的见证人。
Every time you sin, actually, you're sort of saying, "I don't want to be a witness for God. I'd prefer to be a witness for Satan."
所以每一次呢，你在下决定的时候，你都可能说，哎，我要不要顺服于神的计划，还是我要顺服于撒旦的计划？
Because you're giving Satan like ammunition. You're giving him a reason to say, look, God, your plan is failing.
因为你如果要犯罪，你等于是给了撒旦一个借口，说他是对的，神是错的。
Okay, anyway, so Jesus Christ was born with a soul with these exact same components that we have and that the angels have.
所以耶稣基督生下来，他是其实是跟我们一样，有着同样的魂，跟所有的天使一样，有同样的魂。
Okay, now the age of the hypostatic union, which means the age of Jesus Christ, ended at his resurrection and ascension when he went up into heaven.
好，而这一段人神共和的这一个时期呢，是在耶稣基督他复活然后升天的时候结束。
And that was about 33 years. So from the time Jesus was born until the time that he went to the cross, and then after the cross, of course, he was resurrected from the dead, spent some time on earth, and then went up to heaven. That was about 33 years.
而这个时期就差不多是33年，也就是从他出生到他上十字架死了又复活，而且复活后他还在待了在人间又待了一小段时间之后升天的那个升天开始就算这个时期结束了。
Okay, then 40 days after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven from the Mount of Olives, we have the beginning of the church age.
而耶稣升天后40天呢，我们开始了教会时期。
So the church age began 40 days after the ascension of Jesus Christ.
好，那教会时期呢，是从耶稣升天后40天开始。
And it began with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
而它的开始也就是当所有的那个信徒得到了圣灵的洗礼。
Jesus' ministry began with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣他的事工也是从他在约旦河里受洗开始。
Now, he always had the filling of the Holy Spirit from birth. I didn't mention that, but Jesus Christ was born with the filling of the Holy Spirit, but he was baptized by the Holy Spirit at the River Jordan.
我们别忘记耶稣他出生的时候就已经是圣灵充满的，但是他在约旦河被受洗的那一刻呢，他是被圣灵受洗的。
Remember the word baptizo from the Greek, which we use as the word baptize, means to be identified with.
基本上就是洗礼的这个字它其实来自希腊文，它其实就是等于是被确认。
The word in Chinese, a qili, is a very bad translation because it implies that there's a washing or there's some water being used.
其实呢，洗礼这个字，那个 Tim 觉得是一个很不好的翻译，因为好像要被洗一样。
Yeah, and it's got nothing to do with being washed.
但其实这个字并没有跟洗有任何关联性，它只是一个被确认的概念。
Yeah, and there's actually 7 baptisms mentioned in Scripture.
而其实在圣经里面呢，特别讲到七个洗礼。
7 types of baptism.
有七种洗礼。
Okay, and of the 7, only 3 have anything to do with water.
其实七种洗礼里面呢，只有三种是跟洗、跟水洗有关系。
One of them is where people are identified with Moses, so they're baptized into Moses.So the people are identified with Moses.
有一种这洗礼是这些人经由摩西来洗礼的。
That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2.
哥林多前书的第
chapter
10, 第十章
verse 2.
第二节。
There's no water involved. In fact, because they were identified with Moses, they could cross the Red Sea and not get wet.
这里面提到说由于摩西的洗礼，他们并没有用到任何水，但他们因为摩西的确认，帮他们确认之后呢，他们可以跨过红海而不会被水给淹。
And the word used there in the Greek is baptizo, which is baptize.
而那个字在那一个经句里面所用的那个字呢，它其实就是一个类似洗礼的概念，就是所谓的确认。
And you have the baptism of fire, which occurs at the end of the tribulation.
然后呢，另外一个是被火所洗礼，这个是在大灾难时期的事。
And that's not really a washing.
但是用火怎么可能是洗呢？
Yeah, because you know, the word baptism has nothing to do with the meaning to be washed. It really means to be identified and then changed.
所以这个字就是我们平常翻成洗礼的这个字，它其实就是被确认而改变。
And you have the baptism of believers. Now, this is going to occur at the beginning of the church age on the day of Pentecost. This is the baptism by the Holy Spirit, not with water. It's got nothing to do with water.
好，所以这个教会时期呢，就是来自于圣灵洗礼开始的那个时间。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit manifested itself or showed itself why these believers speaking in tongues.
而在当时呢，就是这些所有的信徒受到圣灵洗礼之后，他们开始讲方言。
Okay, and that starts the age of the church. That's the church age, or sometimes known as the mystery age. Mystery.
就是神，我们有时候把这个教会时期又翻译成一个神秘时期。
And the reason it's called a mystery age is because the church is not mentioned anywhere in the Old Testament.
因为在旧约里从来没有提过有这个所谓的教会时期的，在 经文里面没有提过，所以才把它称之为一个神秘时期。
Okay, see, in the Old Testament, of course, they're mentioning everything that's happening in their times, and they talk about the coming of the Messiah, they talk about the age of the hypostatic union in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面呢，有提到这个弥赛亚会来，也提到这个人神合体的事。
This is a prophecy, of course. God's giving them information about the future.
这当然是上帝给经由先知给的预言。
And there's lots of information in the Old Testament about the tribulation and about the millennium.
而在旧约里面呢，也提到大灾难时期，也讲到千禧年。
But you will not find information in the Old Testament about the church age.
但是你在旧约里就是看不到有关教会时期。
So that's why Paul calls the church age, it's the mystery age, or you know, we have the mystery doctrines.
所以保罗把这个称之为教会时期，称之为神秘时期。
For example, Romans 16 verse 25.
我们这边可以看一下罗马书的第16章25节。
And 26.
还有26节。
Ephesians 3, 1 to 6.
以弗所书的第三章一到六节。
And in Colossians 1:26 and 27.
还有哥罗西书的第一章26节跟27节。
Okay. Now, Paul mentions about the mystery age because it's not mentioned in the Old Testament.
保罗都在这些章节里面提到了这个神秘时期。
Okay, and the reason for this is because, it's a little bit complex, but you know, you need to understand this. Is that when Jesus Christ came to Jerusalem, what we now call Palm Sunday. So Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Jesus went to the cross. And he was going to be accepted as their Messiah.
好，我们要了解这一段呢，要先理解，就是在耶稣被放上十字架前的那个礼拜天，他来到耶路撒冷。
You have all these prophecies about the Messiah coming into Jerusalem.
有很多的这个先知预言就在里面就已经讲，在弥赛亚里面就有讲，说弥赛亚将要来到耶路撒冷。
And now remember, Jesus has two roles to fulfill. One is he's going to be the Savior, so he's going to save the people from their sins. And the other is he's the Messiah, which means the anointed king of the promised kingdom.
我们要知道呢，耶稣基督他有两个身份，一个呢他是要成为人类的救赎者，第二个呢他要成为弥赛亚，什么是就是被膏抹的王。
The kingdom that Jesus is talking about, it's not just the 1,000 years, but the eternal kingdom.
我们讲在这里其实讲的这个这个王国的王，不是指的就是以色列的一个王而已，而是讲的是那永生的王。
Jesus is the eternal king.
而耶稣是永生的王。
And so for those that are going to be part of his kingdom, they need eternal life.
所有的人要有永生 的生命。
And to do that, he needs to go to the cross to take the punishment for our sins first.
而为了要达成这样，耶稣必须先被挂上十字架，然后接受所有人类的罪。
Okay, so the concept is he's got to go to the cross before he can set up the kingdom.
所以呢，耶稣他必须要先上了十字架，他才有可能成立他的永生的王国。
Oh, okay, we'll stop there now. Another 10-minute break and then we'll open up with the Zoom.
好，我们要休息十分钟，重新开始一个 Zoom 的阶段，新阶段。
Okay.